When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcome to now. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, December 28th. And boy, we are hearing a lot from folks who are talking about insurance lately. I don't know, maybe these insurance agents have year-end quotas or something. Like, it's been amazing. Maybe it's like the car dealerships that have to move cars towards the end of the year. Don't forget, this is a good time to buy a car right at the end of the year. End of the quarter, end of the year, good time to buy a car, if you can find one. Today, we are talking to Bill from Buffalo. Hey, Bill, how can we help you out?
Thanks, Jill. Well, just have some concerns. My wife and I just have some basic retirement accounts, but we decided to meet with the person who manages my 401k and just get some advice. She was suggesting for some retirement planning that we look at a whole life policy to use as a sort of a volatility buffer as a non-correlated asset against the stock market and integrating that with my wife's 403b and pension in addition to my 401k. Everything that I've been looking at online just sort of seems to advise against that with the fees involved and the low rate of return. I just wasn't sure if that was a good idea.
Okay, so very odd idea. First, let's go back. Tell me about yourself. How old are you?
I am 46.
How old is your spouse?
38.
And you have a two-year-old and any other kids?
No, but possibly another one sometime soon.
Okay, so two-year-old with a option to buy a second one.
Correct.
Okay, great. Okay, and tell us about how much you guys make together.
Together, we make about $151,000.
Okay, I'll call it $150,000. And you both have retirement plans. You said you have a 401k. She's got a 403b. Is she a teacher or a...
He is a teacher, yes.
Okay, great. And so she will have a pension, right?
She does, yes.
Okay, great. And in your retirement plan, what is the investment option inside of that retirement plan?
As far as it's just mutual funds, basically that's all I know.
Okay, so it's a bunch of mutual funds. Do you remember the company that offers the funds?
I think it's through Mass Mutual.
Okay, this is what I'm getting at. When you first said, I have a CFP, and she started recommending whole life, I thought, well, I wonder what kind of CFP would do that. It would be somebody probably who works for an insurance company, someone who maybe like Mass Mutual, right? Like, that's a big insurance company.
Yes.
And so do you work for a small company or a larger one? How would you describe it?
Small company.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. A lot of smaller companies, they will essentially say, hey, you know, the boss's CFP, the boss's accountant, the boss's insurance agent puts in a retirement plan. And usually that plan is through some sort of insurance company. And it's usually not a great plan. It's usually more expensive than, say, you know, let's say you work for a huge company and they use Vanguard funds. The problem is that a lot of small companies, they don't have the option of going to some of the best plans because the plans they have are too small. Here we go. The idea that you would use a whole life policy as a, quote, buffer against the stock market is ridiculous. So honestly, you just cannot listen to anything this person says. Like, at that moment, you can like turn that person off because that's a terrible idea. Unless you told me that you guys have a need for permanent life insurance. So, you know, like if you told me that, well, gee, I have a sibling who I'm going to have to care for throughout my life. And when I die, someone has to care for that person. then that's a reason. If you have a massive estate, or if you have an estate that's tied up mostly in real estate, that's a reason. If you're married and you have some obligation for a special needs child, that's a reason. But just for the heck of it, this is nonsense. So how much do you contribute to each of your plans? What percentage of your income do you put into your 401k?
So the total for me is a combined of 9%, 5% that I contribute, 4% that my company puts in. Not quite sure what my wife puts in, but I think she does contribute a little bit more.
Okay.
And as
so
a percentage.
Do you have enough money extra to put away, considering that you have a 2-year-old and, you know, you obviously...
We do.
Yeah.
So, you know, she identified some lazy money that we have. And so we have probably 250,000 in just liquid cash. Of that, we're probably thinking about 100,000 we were planning to invest. This is phase one of the plan, was to consider like the distribution phase of our retirement. Basically, it was the argument that was made that there would be an accumulation phase of income or growth, and then a distribution phase. And that was the argument to use the whole life.
Okay, completely ridiculous. Let's just stop.
Okay.
Don't ever mention whole life again to me.
Okay,
I'm going to just like take that off the table. Let's now talk about what other things you could be doing. Number one, with your $250,000, and number two, with your sort of life goals. So the reason why we're not going to use whole life is that it's completely, it's a stupid idea unless you need permanent insurance, and you do not need permanent insurance. It's a terrible way. The rationale that it is somehow a hedge against the stock market is ridiculous. There are many other hedges that are far cheaper. And the idea that I know the advisor is getting to, that, you know, save for college, also ridiculous, because you are part of a fantastic state 529 plan, which is called nysaves.org. So,
right.
And by the way, you want to hear how incredibly irresponsible it is to say use whole life for education? You also get a state income tax deduction.
Deduction, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I looked into that and I ran the numbers, and the 529 would double what would have accumulated by the time we need to withdraw it. When he's like 20 years old.
Yeah.
And it just didn't seem to make any sense.
No sense at all. So now, how much money is currently in each of your, in your total retirement savings right now?
Right now, I have about $161,000. My wife has about $81,000.
All right. So here's what I think. Of the $250,000 in cash, how much of that really needs to be in cash, like as your emergency reserve fund?
Maybe $100,000, $125,000. We do have like some home improvement projects,
okay,
things like that.
So of the 125, the idea here would be, how much money do I need to be putting to work in retirement? How much money do I need to be putting to work for education, right? Something around that. And I would say that one of the reasons to keep the cash around would be to bump up your contribution to your retirement account, except that we've already just discussed that you don't have a great retirement account. That you have this Mass Mutual account. And so,
actually, you know, I think it's through American Funds, come to think of it.
Okay, wait. If it's American Funds, then I'm happier. American Funds you could use. You guys, you said you make 150 grand. Here's what I think you should do. I think you should both open Roth IRAs.
Okay.
I think you should put in your 6 grand each into those funds, into those Roth IRAs. And then I think you should bump up your contributions into your retirement accounts. And then, but I want you to kind of plan that out, because you may need to have your cash on hand to afford that. You might need to spend some of that cash while you're doing the salary deferral. And then I think you should put in some money into the New York Saves plan. That's it. By the way, the Roth IRAs, you can invest them in any cheap index fund, okay? So you can go to any of the places that you would think about, Vanguard or T. Rowe Price or TD Ameritrade or Fidelity or Schwab, any of those kinds of places. If you're really worried about what's going to happen with the stock market, you say, I'm going to be kind of a balanced investor. I'm going to have, you know, 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds and cash. That's it. No whole
life. Reallocate as we get closer to
retirement. You got it. The idea that you would use an expensive life insurance product when you don't need life insurance, Because I presume you have a term life insurance policy, right?
We're in the process of applying for it right now. Just I'm going to do a 20-year. My wife's going to do a 20 or 30 year.
Perfect. Don't buy the life insurance through this person, by the way. I would go online, go to policygenius.com, go to any of these online folks and start to get a sense of how much you need. Buy the term policy. Put the money into retirement, put the money into the 529, and how about this? All the fees that advice would have generated goes to your bottom line.
Right.
That's it. So
buy term and invest the difference.
You got it. Okay, if you've got a financial question, we're here for you. Just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact button, and we'll get your note. While you're there, you can subscribe to our sister broadcast. It's called Eye on Money. And don't forget to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Comes out every Friday. Mark does a great job with that. JillOnMoney.com, free weekly newsletter, lots of podcasts, lots of content. Check it out, okay? Go out there and do something nice for someone else today. Thanks for listening. And of course, grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.